it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, wanted to bring this back up here because we're now hitting free agency again after the draft, and the Colts might have just said something that might just conclude that there's more to building this team than what has been put together so far. But before we get into this episode, just want to say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com or use the app today and use the code BTJ when you sign up to get a $100 deposit match. Now, guys, when it comes to the status of this team, a lot of us left the NFL draft thinking that the Indianapolis Colts really didn't do a whole lot in the secondary. Now, the Indianapolis Colts, there's no doubt, they are very young in the secondary still, and we know that there definitely needs to be some kind of veteran leadership and some veteran productivity out of that group. Now, Indianapolis Colts GM Chris Ballard stated earlier in this offseason that he wanted continuity with this group and felt that that was the best thing for this unit to get better. And no doubt that so far, that is exactly what he is intending to do. We have seen the Indianapolis Colts do virtually nothing in the secondary so far, except getting a few late round draft picks in this 2024 NFL draft to fill out depth for the cornerback room and the safety room. So after leaving the 2024 NFL draft, Colts fans are still wondering if there are answers for what the Indianapolis Colts plan to do for the secondary, or are they just going to leave it the way that it is? Well, GM Chris Ballard was asked in his final press conference after the draft on what he would do with the secondary. And obviously the Indianapolis Colts had extended DeForest Buckner just a few weeks prior to the NFL draft. And with that being done, the Colts were able to free up so much money in cap space. I think it was like $14 million or something. So now the Indianapolis Colts, after their draft moves are done, are projected to have about $16 million to spend on free agency throughout the remainder before this season comes up. So there's a lot of situations where Indianapolis can make something happen here if they so choose to go that route. And even after Ballard had mentioned that they could still use the remainder of their cap to fill some holes in the roster. So GM Chris Ballard still knows that there are holes in this roster and certainly knows that the Indianapolis Colts could make some more moves. And basically, it's now just wondering what exactly are those moves that we're talking about. Well, the Indianapolis Colts did a lot of what we expected them to do in the draft. They went out and got a defensive player. They got the best edge rusher in the draft class. So looking at bringing all of their depth guys back, all of their starters back in free agency, and extending DeForest Buckner, and bringing back a lot of the guys that were depth before the draft, and then signing or drafting Liatu Latu in the first round of this year's draft, obviously the Indianapolis Colts have a ton of defensive line depth pieces right now. So doesn't really seem like there is a lot of big moves left to be made on the edge department. Now, of course, when it comes to weapons, the Colts did the exact same thing, drafting Adonai Mitchell in the second round, You went and got another big-time weapon for Anthony Richardson this upcoming year. And he has said, we have already felt comfortable with the unit that we have. They drafted Alec Pierce. Josh Downs, it was a rookie last year. Michael Pittman, you just signed to a massive extension. So there is a lot of faith in this unit, and you just added another piece to it that definitely explodes the group. So not looking towards a weapon seems most likely. It seems as though the Indianapolis Colts know, despite wanting to have continuity in the group at corner or in the secondary in general, that is the one looming piece where the Indianapolis Colts really didn't do a lot to get better. You know, at linebacker, you already have two studs at the linebacker room. You went and got better on your defensive line in the draft. You went and got better at wide receiver in the draft. You got those weapons. You went and got the offensive linemen in the draft that are going to be your depth guys. So you went and did all of these things, and you even drafted a guy that was a safety in college, but a guy that you intend to possibly make as a linebacker going forward. So yes, you did get some depth pieces in the secondary, but those were late round additions. Doesn't quite carry the same weight as some of the guys who were taken in those first couple rounds. Doesn't seem as though they'll get as much of a chance to go through that gauntlet. So you look at it and say the Indianapolis Colts are going to go out and try to make a big move in the secondary if they can. Add a guy that can play at a potential all-pro level, even still, if those guys are a little bit older.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mainly, I look at the safety room. Cornerback room definitely has some guys, but the safety room for me is where it hits the most. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways
to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There is a bunch of big names still out there at safety right now, particularly the free safeties is what everyone's looking. Justin Simmons from Denver, Quandre Diggs from Seattle. You could even include Tracy Walker in there with Detroit, Marcus May from New Orleans. You know, and there's a lot of names here where the Indianapolis Colts could go veteran and get guys who are better than what we currently have on the roster. So there definitely could be a move here of Indy saying, let's go big on one more big guy. If one more big guy is there and is willing to take a slight bit of a pay cut, the Indianapolis Colts could really do a phenomenal thing here, getting a guy there in that secondary to match up with Julian Blackmon and just take over in the secondary. That would be such an advantage and help this defense going forward for the next couple years. It would truly be outstanding if somebody would be able to come in and do that. Now, as far as cornerback goes, we can look again at some of the guys that are still available, the top players especially. The main thing is Xavien Howard is the one that everyone keeps talking about. Now, again, it just all depends on if Xavien Howard is willing to take a little bit less money. Again, this is a guy that just got paid and the last contract was worth a lot of money. So Xavien Howard, despite the fact that he's going to be 31 this year, you know, this is not going to be a long-term solution for you at corner. Couple other names here. Stephon Gilmore, people have mentioned of bringing back, even though he's going to be 34 this year. You know, Cameron Sutton is there. You know, there's a lot of options even at corner. Steven Nelson is another one. Yes, is going to be older, but it would also be a lot cheaper as well. So there's a lot of different ways that the Indianapolis Colts can attack.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This group, and albeit it does not mean that Ballard has to give up on this young group of guys, but you know, allowing these guys to learn behind a veteran who knows what they're doing and gain that experience, gain that time to understand what it means to be in the NFL. And the thing is the majority of these guys have already gotten that game time experience. Jalen Jones had to play for a good chunk of last year. Dallas Flowers got a couple games and was doing really well. So you got to feel good about the young guys and the depth that you would have if you went and got a veteran, but you would have guys behind him that would know what they are doing because they've been in that spot before and they know what it's about. So it definitely will be interesting to see what Indy does, if they do anything at all, on the last bit here of free agency before the season starts. Obviously, 3 months until we actually hit training camp. So it's going to be a while, but it would be very wise of the Indianapolis Colts to try and get some kind of veteran player here in the secondary somewhere to try and help this team out going forward. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let me know your thoughts on this. Who do you want the Colts to pick up in free agency before training camp? Thank you guys so much for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.